today. Find Smart Mouth anywhere you shop or get 20% off at smartmouth.com/radio.
Veterans can face unique challenges that lead to difficulty finding or keeping a home. VA is here to help veterans secure safe, stable housing. If you or a veteran you know is homeless or at immediate risk of becoming homeless, call 877-424-3838.
This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Severe Weather Team 9 forecast.
Mix of sunshine and clouds on this Friday with an afternoon high temperature in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Partly sunny Saturday, warm and more humid with highs in the mid 80s. Showers and thunderstorms breaking out Sunday, muggy with a high of 85. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exelon.
Looking for a job? Contact Express Employment Professionals and be part of their national hiring event. With one application, Express connects you with multiple employers and never charges a fee. Go to expresspros.com, find your nearest office, and call Express today.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Time now for Hour 2 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Here's the host that puts the lead in your morning pencil, Bloom Daddy.
They really should pay me more money to hang out with this crew that I got to hang out with on a Friday. The King of Stink, Sam, Otis in here. There's more honorable people in a Haitian drug den than in the studio right now. Seriously. Either way, top headlines out there. You've got President Biden shooting down calls to abolish the filibuster to clear the way for passage of, you know, all this sweeping Democratic-backed elections overhaul stuff, arguing that any effort to end use of the tactic, despite a GOP outcry, would jeopardize his entire legislative agenda. Frank Vernuccio Jr., editor-in-chief of New York Analysis of Policy and Government, joining us now. Frank, what do you think about Biden's comments?
Well, it's fascinating. If you go back to the very first session of Congress in 1789, of the Senate, rather, in 1789, people were complaining about senators talking too long in an effort to hold back legislation. Look, President Biden and the Democratic Party are in a rough time slot. They know they're probably going to lose and lose drastically in the 2022 elections. They are trying to get as much passed as they possibly can, and they see any reasonable discussion as being nothing more than really a delay, which is going to kick the Congress to 2022 and they won't get their agenda passed. We go back to Obama's very first days in office. When you recall, he said, "I want to fundamentally transform America." And of course, no one seemed to have the curiosity to ask him, fundamentally transform it into, well, what? The Democrats' legislative policy is pretty significant in that it really would change the nature of the American economy and even American government. They don't want that to be delayed before 2022 when the Republicans retake the House and probably the Senate.
So you would think that Biden would be all in on ending the filibuster, wouldn't you?
Well, no, because from his perspective, he knows that the Democrats are going to lose in 2022.
Okay.
He doesn't want to be faced with a legislature where the Democrats can't filibuster against the Republicans if the Republicans try to pass their agenda.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But at the same time, you've got every Democrat out there saying, do this. You got Joe Manchin kind of caught in between here. And the political mindset anymore, Frank, is the hell with the other side. Let's do what we want anyway. So I'm surprised. I really am.
Well, it's unfortunate, but you're right. That is the mindset. But I think Biden and his handlers are cognitive enough to realize that 2022 is just around the corner, and if they want to make any progress at all in the past 2 years, progress as they see it, of course, then they've got to maintain the filibuster. They're between a rock and a hard place.
Talking to Frank Vernuccio Jr. right now, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, you've served in both Republican and Democratic administrations on state and local levels. You're a political analyst that one of the rare ones that can see both sides. Objectively looking at the Biden administration so far, what kind of grade would you give them?
F, unfortunately.
Really?
F. Whether we're looking at foreign affairs, whether we're looking at the economy, whether we're looking at domestic affairs, race relations, and so forth. This administration has been an unparalleled disaster. We are facing, for example, a rise in Russia and China, their aggressiveness, their military, and yet this administration has given the Congress a defense budget. Of course, it's going to be debated, but the Biden request actually cuts the buying power of the Pentagon, leaving us naked and exposed before international aggression. Domestically, we were told that the upset, the riots that occurred during the Trump administration were all because of Donald Trump. He wasn't popular, whatever. But we're seeing continued unrest around the country. Really no effect then. We are slightly coming out of the doldrums brought about by the COVID year. But the fact is this economy should be roaring back. But the decisions of the Biden administration, particularly in the energy sector, are like an anchor weighing this economy down, not allowing it to move forward. As well, the inflationary tactics that the administration has in terms of very generous benefits are preventing a lot of employees, or discouraging, I should say, a lot of employees from returning to work. If you talk to small merchants, they're saying that the minimum wage employees they hire are doing as well, if not better, on public benefits than they are by going back to work. That's a real drain on the economy.
All right, Frank. Always enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, now.
All right, Frank Vernuccio Jr. right there, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. The White House coronavirus response team being pressed on possible changes to mask-wearing recommendations. The CDC director said mask guidance hasn't changed. However, she said communities have to take into account what's happening in their area. This comes as L.A. County recently reinstated a mask policy for indoor public settings. Here is CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
In areas that have a high amount of disease and low amounts of vaccination, if you're unvaccinated, you should absolutely be wearing a mask.
So that's her. So are masks back? Could be. So what's going on here with masks, vaccinations? You got President Biden claiming Wednesday, and I'm quoting here, you're not going to get COVID if you have vaccinations. That is false. As a matter of fact, he said it on CNN. CNN's post-event panel even criticized Biden, saying that that is false. At the same time, you get the Biden administration going after Facebook, going after all these companies, saying they're spreading misinformation on the vaccine. What the hell is he doing when he's sitting there saying you're not going to get COVID, you're not going to get sick, you're not going to die if you're vaccinated? That's false. Now, 97%, according to figures, of the people getting COVID now, the Delta variant, are unvaccinated. That leaves 3% of Americans getting it who are still vaccinated and getting sick. So Biden's out there pointing a finger at everybody else for spreading misinformation when he did it on CNN. And when Joe Biden, when the Democrats are getting called out by CNN, I mean, come on, you know. That's got to be a big lie. 83rd Annual First Energy All-American Soapbox Derby kicked off in Akron this week. COVID-19 canceled it in 2020. Derby Downs in Summit County. People from all over the United States flocking to Akron this year. First place winners receiving $3,000, second place $2,000, third place $1,000. 260 champs from all over the country. World Championship takes place Saturday. Tickets are $5. Once again, that's at Derby Downs in Summit County. Did anybody do Soapbox Derby when they were younger?
No.
Otis, never?
No.
Never? I mean, that's big in a lot of... Martins Ferry, Ohio.
Yes.
You know, huge Soapbox Derby. Let's go to Jeff in Amsterdam, Ohio, because he's got a bird story. We were talking about the girl on, I think it was the roller coaster, getting a seagull straight in the face. Jeff?
Hey, how you doing, Blue?
Good, buddy.
Hey, longtime fan, man. Listen to you every morning coming home from the gas fields.
Awesome. Awesome.
Back in 1994, I was with the 82nd Airborne Division, 2nd Battalion 504. You know, we normally jumped at 800 feet, but we were testing out a new insertion method from 10,000 feet. And when we landed, our Team 3 leader, his face was all bloodied up, and we're like, what the heck happened to you? He's like, well, when I went through the clouds, I hit a flock of birds.
No kidding.
Oh,
you never think about that. I mean, you hear about birds getting sucked into jet engines and stuff, but you don't think about a bunch of paratroopers jumping out and running into a flock of birds.
No, brother.
That wouldn't be pleasant.
They must not have seen him coming.
Yeah, Jeff, that wouldn't have been pleasant.
No, one quick thing there. You talked about a couple weeks ago about Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
When I went through Ranger School back in 1993, I seen his name carved in the planting sheds up there in Mountain Phase.
Yeah, he was a Ranger. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks. Thanks for your service, buddy. That's Jeff from Amsterdam, Ohio. You have a bird story, don't you?
I do have a bird story.
What happened to you?
Standing in the ocean in Jamaica.
This is just what, last year?
2 years ago. Okay. Minding my own business with my Purple Rain cocktail, kind of zoned out, and all of a sudden I hear my husband yell, "Duck!" And
incoming.
I look up, and here comes this
helicopter.
helicopter. Pelican coming at me. And if you've ever seen them at the ocean, they get as low as they can to the water. And here comes, and it's like right in front of me. A few expletives came out, and I did like a header into the ocean. And I felt it like woof past my ear. Like I felt the wings, the breeze,
the
wings. And I pop up out of the ocean, and the people on the beach, the workers from the resort, they're just standing there laughing, like pointing at me. I mean, it was.
Did you see that happen?
That's what I would have done.
Did you see that happen to anybody else, or was it just you?
It was just me, and we locked eyes. Like, I can still.
You and the pelican?
Yes. It was like we had a moment, and I can still see the closeness of that pelican's eye to me.
Pelican's not small.
Oh, you see that beak coming
at you?
You might
have been concussed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He would have taken out an eye. I don't know what.
That was your husband's fault.
He just wanted a drink of your purple cocktail.
Yeah.
I'm glad he yelled duck.
Yeah.
You should have said it's a pelican, yeah. Not a duck.
Knowing him, I'm surprised he didn't say, hey, turn around. Take that one right in the face.
Yeah, why would you say anything?
17 after the hour, when we come back, the Indians have chosen a new nickname, but they're not telling anybody. How about the Cleveland Wokes? This story makes me sick. And the X-Files are next.
News Radio 1170. WWVA.
Want to find some great local entertainment and recreation less than a tank of gas away? Then go to the station's website and check out the One Tank Trip page to enjoy some of these great places this summer, like Piedmont Lake and Marina, Grandview Park, Belmont County Victorian Mansion Museum, Seneca Lake Marina, and the Toy and Plastic Brick Museum. Let the One Tank Trip page be your guide to a fun and affordable, safe summer.
Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. If you're looking for a place to play the slots or just grab a drink and have a good time, then this is the place. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy, and I love the atmosphere, and I never miss an opportunity to eat at the Point C & Steak Restaurant, which is newly reopened and ready for you. Plus, don't forget the sports bar and great food at the food court. Listen, if you want entertained in a place that's jumping with energy, then try Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. Check out WheelingIsland.com if you need reservations, and remember, all games are regulated by the West Virginia Lottery, so please play responsibly.
You are trying to sell a 2012 or newer car, truck, or SUV? Call Dealin' Dave. You have a loan payoff and not sure how to sell? Call Dealin' Dave. You're in the middle of a lease and confused on your options? Call Dealin' Dave. You listed your car on the internet. People set appointments and don't show up. Call Dealin' Dave. You sold your car to another individual and they don't know how to get it financed. Call call Deal and Dave. You're busy and struggling to find time to call.
Well, the answer is simple.
Visit our website at anbautosales.com. Click on the Sell Us Your Car tab, and the process begins. Need cash in hand today? Visit A&B Kia's showroom, directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia. Ask for Deal and Dave, and leave with cash today. For all your car selling problems, there's only one answer. Deal and Dave. And only one place. A&B Kia in Benwood, West Virginia.
In season two of the hit podcast, Paper Ghosts, investigative journalist M. William Phelps searches for the truth behind the tragedy of July 4th weekend, 1981. A massive fire engulfs a farmhouse in America's heartland. Four members of a wealthy Ohio family are dead. But was it the fire that killed them?
My brother says, Carol, something's up. They're not telling us everything. That is not a fire. There is too much blood.
Listen to season two of Paper Ghosts on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shopping for a new car just got easier with Straub Automotive's Express Store. Shop all new and used cars in our inventory. Get our best price up front without the hassle. Select payment options for cash, finance, or lease. Get an instant cash offer for your trade-in. No need to visit the dealership. Complete the entire transaction from the comfort of home in a matter of minutes. Pick up your car in store or have it delivered to you. Your car will be prepped and ready to go. That's it. It's car shopping made simple. The Express Store at drivestraub.com.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
Mimi's Hallmark and Gifts at the Elm Terrace Shopping Plaza in Elm Grove offers a wide range of gifts, collectibles, and of course, Hallmark cards for every occasion. Family owned and operated, Mimi's has the area's largest selection of Willow Tree collectibles, an extensive religious giftware selection, and delicious Ben Heggie candy, which is still proudly handmade in Canton, Ohio. At Mimi's, you'll find the perfect card, gift, or collectible to express your sentiment. What are you waiting for? Stop by Mimi's Hallmark and Gifts today.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
Schlepp's Family Restaurant, Morristown. Stop in today for their signature ribs and chicken.
Newt Gingrich here, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Newt's World. Most people know me as the former Speaker of the House, but I'm also a historian with a wide range of interests. I enjoy talking with experts in their field and the most interesting people across a variety of subjects. I release 4 episodes of Newt's World every week with an effort to excite the imagination of our audience, and hopefully you'll learn something new each time you listen. Listen and subscribe for free to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Bloom Daddy.
Time for the X-Files with my work wife, Sam. So I was just wondering, when you watched Jeff Bezos' rocket launch, what you were thinking when you saw the rocket going up into space? Did it look familiar?
She ordered 3 miniatures off of Amazon.
That's a big one.
Would you think that's a big one?
Yeah.
Were you sitting there going, oh, my God.
It was just so...
He just launched into space in a giant penis.
Well, that, and I thought, he's got to be a little man if he had to build himself a big, big rocket.
I mean, do you think that was done on purpose? Seriously.
Yes.
That had to be.
Yes.
Because there's no way as they're designing that rocket, somebody didn't go, hey, Jeff, that looks like a giant vibrator or something along those lines.
You know he's watched Flesh Gordon before.
Still my favorite email.
Sam's going, hey, I got one of those in a shoebox under the bed.
Shoebox?
Isn't that where you ladies keep those things?
That's right in the side table.
Oh, my bad.
Her shoebox is too small. Yeah.
One of them shipping tubes.
You ship broken bats back to the Easton and DeMarini and. Oh my God. We get it. But see, like, when the launch was getting ready, and Otis, we were done with the show, remember?
Yeah.
And he's fiddling around over there, and I look up and I go, "You gotta come in here." He goes, "What?" I go, "Just come in here and look at this because I think I'm losing my mind." And he walks in, and I go, "Does that not look like a giant
vibrator?"
And he's like, "Oh my God!" I mean, it was just so the internet went nuts. I don't know. Jeff Bezos is a really smart guy. I have to believe that was done on purpose generate even more buzz, if you know what I mean.
Well, and then he comes out in the cowboy hat for the press conference.
I know.
I mean, it just.
All right, so we got to give some advice. This is from Mike. "My wife is 6 months pregnant with her first child, but to teach me how much she hates pregnancy, she makes me tape a watermelon to my stomach and walk up and down the stairs. And I get it. It's tiring. However, I think she just likes watching me suffer with the watermelon." What is going on here? Let me be the first to say to Mike, quit being a biatch. There isn't a woman in this world that's going to make me tape a watermelon to my stomach. Not a chance. I get it. Pregnancy's tough. You got a problem with it? Take it up with the guy upstairs. He made you a female. It's not my problem.
Mm-hmm. It's very easy to say, yes, I get it. It's tough. But I also understand saying, yeah, you can say you get it, but you really don't get it.
He got it. That's why she's in the shape she's in.
And why are we supposed to get it?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as we are nice and cordial and take care of you, do we really have to suffer through the same agony and pain and misery?
Okay, you couldn't try it for 12 hours.
No.
Try it for
It's
12
stupid.
Hours.
What? I don't care. I mean, look, if the guy's being totally uncaring and being a jerk, maybe to prove a point or say, hey, just to figure out what I'm going through since you seem to not be understanding, maybe where I want it. But just to make a guy do it because you're miserable, come on. I mean, you know what that's called? That's called D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Well, I'm out of here.
He actually got off easy because there's now this contraption that they'll put guys in that simulates the birthing pains, the contractions.
Again.
Oh. I've seen those videos online.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, to make us feel awful, to make us feel lower, to make us feel unmanly. That's
you
why.
You are the Coke machine. We put the quarter in, you drop the Coke can out. That's all. That's your job.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
That might be the greatest thing you've ever said in your life.
Oh,
I gotta start keeping a record so I can go back and say
something. Women's groups everywhere right now are going, wait a minute, what's that guy's name? Bill Timko, King of Stink. Send your complaints his way. All you Coke machines out there. What is... You've got something seriously wrong with you, Stink. Anyway, Sam.
I forget what I was saying.
I realize pregnancy is, I don't know how you ladies do it. I don't think I could ever have kids, but I don't need to go through some process.
But that's point.
What's the point?
You can say you realize, you can say you sympathize, you can say you understand, but you really don't realize because you don't know what it feels
Here
like.
Here we go. Do we have the fiddle in the other room? The violin? Anything?
No.
It's nice to be all talk.
I had kidney stones. I know what it feels like.
Mm. I've had kidney stones,
too. Okay. Every nurse told me this side of birth, kidney stones, the worst experience of their life. So I get it. I don't need to tape a watermelon to my stomach. You know?
Do we need
to tape a weed whacker to your stomach to make you realize how miserable it is when we got to do all the lawn work and cut grass and weed whack and chainsaw? How about you carry around a chainsaw all day? Ladies never have to do that. Yeah, we're the ones that have to clean the pool.
You don't have to.
We got to do all this other stuff that's miserable that you just take for granted we got to do, and then you expect us to do the laundry, expect us to wash the dishes now. I mean, come on. You had certain jobs, we had certain jobs.
You're delusional.
Yes, I am. I've heard that before.
You don't have to shift one side of your underwear to the other. We have to do that.
Is he leaving at 8?
I don't know.
I hope to God he is. All right. Two fun Friday topics for you. You can jump on either one, both of them. I don't care. Coming up next. First of all, something you thought you would never do, but you did. And something you thought you would never like, but you ended up liking. Phone lines are open, 800-624-1170. Let's please fill up the phone lines, or else we're going to continue talking about Jeff Bezos' rocket, which probably will get me fired. 800-624-1170.